Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To break, I mentioned that we still got to get to our number two story. But we haven't even gotten to our number one story yet.
No, we haven't.
Maybe you got a number one before you number two.
Well,
no, he doesn't have to. He's walked back on that already.
Contrary to popular opinion, you can...
We'll do the number two story whenever Captain declares it to be so.
I guess so.
You can number one and number two simultaneously, in case you needed to know
that. You can.
Possible.
Should we do that? I'll read one and you read the other?
No, let's not do that. That would be
the worst is when you
is
only
that bad radio?
Horrible radio, yes.
When you only number one and you start to number two, it's like, oh man.
Or we'll do the we'll
I didn't
do,
bring a newspaper
if we broadcast,
or my tablet.
I'm not anticipating this level
exactly.
of commitment.
Exactly.
Okay, this has happened to me. I have been so wasted on drugs and alcohol that I was in a very tiny bathroom. Where, I sat down on the toilet, and I'm doing number one and number two, and then I had to do number three as well. And the sink was just close enough.
All right.
The sink was close enough that I could hurl into the sink.
Yeah.
In addition to taking care of my other businesses.
There's a throwback.
There's a callback to way back when. Long-term listeners to the Sunday Night Free Talk Live will remember octopodes. What's the other one? There's another word.
Abiogenesis.
Yes. All right, so lesbian speed dating event canceled over transphobia.
Oh no.
My gosh.
Those
I'm so sick of... No.
A venue.
Who are you sick of?
I will get it out. So I'm sick of this weird new concept that lesbians have to welcome. Like, I'm not anti-trans. Obviously, one of my good friends is trans.
Yeah.
But even Arya herself would be like, that's ridiculous to expect the typical lesbian to want to be with a trans woman because they have different body parts than they want.
Right. Yes.
And I don't think lesbians need to justify why they don't want to be with someone who has not what they,
And I don't have to justify in calling them transphobic then.
Yeah, newsflash, not everybody has to be included in everything.
Yeah.
It's just, this should be common sense to most people.
If I'm a straight person and I just want to be with a dude, does that make me transphobic? That's just... Sexual preference.
That's just preference.
But would you be with the dude without the dude parts? Because if not, you're transphobic.
Would you be with Ken?
No.
Okay. Would you be with Barbie?
Oh, are we... Okay.
Talking about the without the parts.
No, of course not,
right?
No.
Yeah, what am I going to do with that?
Yeah. What's anyone going to do with that? Nothing.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Unless you're a boob guy.
I guess so.
Yeah, but even then, they're not anatomically correct.
Okay.
Right? And, they're not really fun to play with.
Rubbing out with the feet.
I don't know what you've done with Ken and Barbie dolls in your youth.
Like I just told you.
I used to, because that type of stuff belonged to my sister, I would have, G.I. Joe action figures, and they would, tie them up, and, we were burning them at the stake.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
So a bunch of little G.I. Joe soldiers were surrounded, and I built this rock circle and a little stake and tied Ken and Barbie to it and put a bunch of kindling and stuff. I had some,
and your sister was
lighter fluid.
And
I actually, some adult intervened before I got to light it on fire, sadly. Yeah, and I never got to burn Barbie and Ken. So, but I was 5'8".
Yeah, I was doing boy stuff.
In that range.
My sister would spend hours brushing Barbie's hair.
Oh gosh, and her hair would get so knotted.
That's why you spent hours brushing it. Why? Because that's what girls do, man.
No, I just want to shave Barbie's hair into a skullet.
Okay.
give Ken a mohawk.
There you go. But no, because he didn't have real hair. It's like plastic.
Yeah, it was always plastic.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways.
Okay.
Sandpaper, duct tape, paper mache, right? There's ways.
All right. Very creative of you.
A venue manager suggested the meetup group fell short on inclusivity. This is from...
But it's an exclusive event. You have to be a lesbian.
Yeah.
It's like, are straight guys going to show up to the lesbian meetup?
And do they have
they might
to be
like
included?
Lesbians, but lesbians
I
don't
am a,
like guys.
I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
There you yeah, go. Right?
Wait.
That would be the trans person. That's what they would be saying.
A weekly speed dating event created by and for lesbians in the UK has been axed after organizers were accused of transphobia, with activists insisting transgender women should be allowed to participate.
They should be. Just speed them on through. No, 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 no. You're out. You're
I
the
mean,
real lesbian.
One of the first
they
questions.
Just have their own
do you have,
thing.
Do you have, you know, these parts or
yeah.
those parts?
Yeah.
And I think the point of the lesbian speed dating is so they don't have to, like, we can skip past the what gender are you question. It's like, this is just, you know.
I just want to say, because I'm on the air on nationally syndicated talk radio, I just want to say, lesbian fur trading disco.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to say it?
I did, because okay. We used that as a working title for one of our songs in one of my bands back in the day. We had a whiteboard
fur
in
trading?
It. Lesbian fur trading disco.
Okay.
One of the things one of my bass players was really good at is putting words together that had no obvious connection to each other. Now, you could insinuate fur trading and lesbian to
I
something,
did.
You know.
Yeah,
something,
that's
but,
what I did.
I was trying to get to the disco
but,
part.
But disco? Like, yeah, that really throws you off. You're like, they were and then, like, were they actually, was it a sexual fur trading, or were they actually, like, trappers?
Yeah.
Right? They just happen to be lesbian, and they show up to this disco with pelts.
So the disco part made sense to me, because I can totally associate literally anything with a disco.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Anything.
Yeah. Anything.
Tacos, lesbians.
Death metal disco?
Yeah. Well, that
well,
would be strange, but yeah. I could make it work. Mm. Disco ball and maybe like one of those checkered floors from Saturday Night Fever and, you know.
I'm trying to remember the dude's name. Rick?
Moranis.
No.
James.
No. He's a comedian. He made a song called Disco Duck.
No. You're not supposed to. Yeah. That's the forbidden
It was
song.
A duck that went to a disco.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I know the song.
You know the song. Yeah,
so I remember when I first discovered that song when I was a kid, I was playing it on the YouTube, and my dad got extremely angry because it was like a trigger from like the late 70s for him, and he was like, turn that song off!
And oh, God,
like
wow.
That song is outlawed in this house. Like...
So it should be your favorite song then, right?
No,
if you rebelled
I kind of
appropriately.
Agree. No, I agree with
Rick
him.
Rick Dees. He took over for Casey Kasem on the weekly Top 40 back in the day whenever Casey, you know, couldn't or wouldn't do it anymore. Rick Dees was also on the old television show Solid Gold.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
For some time as the comic.
Yeah.
They also had Waylon Flowers and Natum, if you remember those guys.
Nope.
Okay.
Disco red light cameras.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I can make it work.
So when you run a red light, it's like...
I don't know. You should figure out if you can make it work.
Yeah, I could.
Okay.
You get like Staying Alive cranked up on the speakers.
That's what the cop siren sounds like. We're going to kill you.
So getting back to this story about the lesbian speed dating event canceled over transphobia, the row erupted last week after event organizer Jenny Watson shared rules for the get-togethers online, saying the meetings were limited to, quote, adult human females, unquote, only.
Did she just define a woman? Because I know people have been asking.
Yeah. Quote, I think that might be the definition.
Okay.
Quote, if you are male, please refrain from coming to the events. You are not a lesbian. She added.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Members.
We can spot you from a mile away if you show up, dude.
Members of a local activist group in London proceeded to report Watson's comments to her employer. deeming them transphobic.
Oh, my gosh.
According to the Mail, in an interview with GB News pundit Andrew Doyle, organizers also said a manager for a pub that hosted the speed dating events worked with opponents to have them terminated.
Opponents.
The manager was eventually added to an activist group chat where they vowed to do all in their power to have the gatherings canceled. In one message shared by Watson, they went on to propose replacing it with an in-house speed set of dating nights with inclusivity at its heart.
Just get a bunch of straight dudes to show up to the trans dating speed dating site.
Another organizer, Kate Barker of the LGB Alliance, a group which claims to promote the rights of lesbians, bisexuals, and gay men as recognized by biological sex.
How dare they?
She was told the move was a commercial decision, but argued the chat messages suggested otherwise. Quote, to find out that somebody from the organization that actually owns the pub is in that group, making it their mission to shut down an event held by their own employer, it's a really peculiar situation. To be a lesbian and have a women-only event is seen to be bigoted and exclusionary.
Well, it's definitely exclusionary.
Yeah, but that's the point. And that's the thing. Like, I don't like how everything has to be an inclusive space now.
Like,
no, there is a purpose for exclusivity. Like this. If you're a real lesbian and you don't want to be with a trans woman, then you have that right. Like, why are we, like, it's kind of, like, creepy to force these women to, like, want to, you know?
Let's
almost
play.
Like segregation was a good thing.
I don't know.
All right. Let's play opposite game, though. Let's play the opposite game.
Okay.
What if there was a male homosexual speed dating group?
I wouldn't show up.
Call it an orgy.
And trans persons showed up.
Yeah.
Should they be included in that?
It depends what the rules are.
Yeah.
Are they allowed?
Right.
If they're not, then go to a different one,
right,
where you are allowed.
Also, go to where you're wanted.
Also, probably that's not
thing,
how
you know.
Yes.
So
go where you're wanted. It's not that difficult to do.
So locally, there are women's circles that are that are held about once a month. And men never show up.
How dare they?
And it is never an issue. Like,
do they ever order pizza?
There were no men.
Show up?
We'd be this is a woman's group,
like,
leave.
Like, do they ever order pizza?
No.
Oh, okay. Women's groups never order pizza?
No.
Well, that's why you don't get the men to show up.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we don't.
Okay. But if like, some guy went online and said, like, this women's group is bigoted because they don't let men in.
We would just laugh at them.
Okay.
No.
Would you let in trans women?
You know, and that's a good question. I mean, I'm not the organizer, but if a trans woman showed up, I actually don't think we would care. But it's also, it is very different because it's not like speed dating or something like that. Like, we're not
sexual.
Yeah, we're not having sex, so most of us probably wouldn't care.
What about a trans man?
No. Because they're identifying as a man.
They got the right parts.
They got the right parts, but I don't care about their parts in this context because... Okay.
Because you're not having sex.
Yeah, because we're not having sex.
Okay.
So, like, if I don't have to see you naked, like, why would I care?
Right now, I don't even want to go to this woman's event.
I was all about to, but now, not anymore.
No pizza, no sex.
No pizza. It's like, what kind of event are you having anyway? It sounds lame. You're probably not going to have any music either, are you?
No, there's music.
Oh, all right. Is it like a book club or something?
Early music.
No. We journal.
It is a book club, just a different kind of book. Back to the article. Over the nearly 5 years that the speed dating events, over 5 years of speed dating events. Watson said that the group had run into problems with transgender participants in the past, describing one case of inappropriate conduct in the toilets. He was getting very close to one woman in particular. Then there was some touching involved. I spoke with him, and he wasn't happy about that, Watson said. However, Barker insisted
misgendering him.
However, Barker insisted that it was absurd to label her or other organizers as bigoted or anti-trans, stating that their rules have nothing to do with trans people. We just don't want men to come. There you go. That's the article.
Easy.
I don't want to be around her either, then.
Lesbian fur trading disco. That's right.
All right.
I said it twice. I think I'll put it in the
notes. At least three times, actually.
I'll put it in the notes, too.
That should have been the title of the show.
Yep.
It's too
that really tonight. Would have been, you know, maybe cool. Next time.
Hey, hindsight is almost 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Mustaine, anyone? No?
Okay. Yep.
Do we move on to our number two story?
I think
might
we should.
As well.
I mean, we've
rushed through that when I get to it.
We've gone through the number one story, so.
The number two story.
The number two story from, I don't even, can't even read this website, DW.com.
Whatever.
Whatever that means.
DW is like a drum brand, so this is really weird.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Das Wunderkind.
Germany. Oh, God, you know who's going to call now, right?
I'm not going to summon him.
Well, I think you just did.
I mentally summoned someone on my way down the stairs, and I went, nope, not going to put that out there.
Nice.
Yep.
Good job.
Put it back in my head.
Man smears dog feces on far-right AfD politician.
Sorry. Peter. Sorry, what?
Read it again for her.
Germany.
Colon.
Okay.
Man smears dog feces on far-right AfD politician.
Okay, I don't know what AfD stands for.
Alternative for Deutschland.
Okay. I still don't know what that means, but you had me at politician and dog poop.
It's like the Green Party, but, you know, on the
okay.
right side.
Okay.
It's just another political
party
group
yeah.
in yes. Germany.
All right. Let's hear more.
Okay.
Germany. Man smears dog feces on far-right politician.
We heard
just
that
leave the AfD part
okay.
out.
Okay. Now it makes sense. Yeah, okay. Now it makes sense. Okay.
I'm glad Nikki's on board.
It's a politician.
That's yeah, but no, that's exactly. That's all I needed to know. Politician poop. I'm on board.
All right.
Alternative for Germany lawmaker Beatrix von Storch. Or
very
perhaps
German-y.
Stork, because CH could be the case. I don't know how these things work. I'm not German. I mean, I'm not. I don't speak German.
Okay.
At any rate, Beatrix von Storch called the attack disgusting.
Well, it is kind of disgusting.
And said she had filed a complaint. The far-right party opposes immigration and green policies. So Beatrix apparently is a lady. Or at least appears
a far right politician.
They're calling her she anyway.
doesn't like immigration and green policies. Got it.
Yeah, she was smeared with feces during an event. She and police said on Saturday, von Storch.
They're trying to fertilize her.
Von Storch is the deputy leader of AfD, which advocates anti-immigration and anti-green policies. She was attacked on Friday in an event hall in the town of Daun in the southwestern state of Rhineland.
It'd be ironic if she was attacked by an immigrant. They're known to do those things in Europe.
Or even a non-immigrant.
Okay. I mean, well, more ironic because she's anti-immigrant.
Yeah,
okay. Right? Screw you, lady. Smear.
What did von Storch say and police say about the attack? Yesterday, there was another disgusting attack on me and the AfD in Rhineland, von Storch said in a video published on her account on the platform X.
Where did they get her?
Well, more commonly known as Twitter.
I mean, if you can get that close, you can get it in the face, right?
Yeah. Unless you're throwing it,
wait,
but
does it not
smeared.
Say?
No, it says smeared.
Yeah.
Oh, just on. I thought it was in the face already. Like they haven't specified that
yeah.
yet.
Okay. I mean, they ran up and just like rubbed her arm with them. Like, dude, you got close enough to get it in the face.
You know, or they like chucked it at her shoe.
Aim for the lips.
Yeah. We fight with arguments. AfD haters fight with feces, she said. No matter what despicable means they resort to, we will fight.
Throwing monkeys.
We will fight unwaveringly and now more decisively for the spiritual and moral renewal of our nation. The man was overpowered by police and is now under investigation. Von Storch told the German news agency on Saturday that she had filed a complaint.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to file a complaint.
Sounds so effective, right?
I mean, she's a politician, so what else do you want her to do?
I would file a complaint, honestly.
The
I'm
man,
taking to Twitter.
The man, apparently the smearer, alleged smearer, was overpowered by police and is now under investigation.
What's there to investigate? There was witnesses.
Von Storch told the German news agency on Saturday that she had filed a complaint. There we go. She filed a complaint again.
How many complaints has this lady filed?
She's a politician, so it's probably the same complaint, just you know, triplicate, and it's got to go to three different offices and be approved by a committee, and then it's got to go be reviewed by an independent board before it's...
As long as she puts the cover letter on the TPS report, we're good. Yeah.
According to a statement issued on Saturday, police estimated that the event had around 80 to 85 participants, while up to 120 people took part in the counter-demonstration outside the hall. Officers said they had spoken with organizers of both events before they were held in order to ensure participants' right to assembly and freedom of speech. Police said that a 35-year-old man entered the event hall and first asked to take a picture with Von Storch.
Nice. Well played, sir.
And then proceeded to smear her with dog feces. They added that the man briefly resisted arrest.
Is that like the Stink Palmer, too? Just...
I've seen this with other activists where they'll, like, they'll wear a T-shirt that, like, opposes the politician's view, and then they'll try, they'll go in and then, like, open the T-shirt or open their overshirt and reveal the T-shirt so that the politician, you know, gets their photo taken with a, you know,
I'm with the murderer.
Right, yeah, you know, or, he likes children or whatever, right, you know, that kind of stuff. Von Storch, 52, has been the AfD's deputy leader since 2015 and has been a member of the Bundestag Parliament since 2017. Before that, the Eurosceptic politician was a member of the European Parliament, a banker, and a lawyer.
Oh, she sounds like triple she sucks.
Kick. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like quality individual here. Before going into politics, she's also a descendant of the Royal House of Oldenburg. That once ruled part of what's now northwestern Germany.
I don't know what that means, but I don't like it.
Yeah. And they don't specify the physical location of the smearing, sadly. I wonder if there's video.
I mean, again, if you can get that close, you can get it in a good spot.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a Trojan horse. You're like, oh, I just want to take a picture.
Yeah.
Smear.
This reminds me of the old Ding Dong Ditch.
Okay.
The dog poop one where you set the bag of dog poop on fire.
Yeah, you put the dog poop inside of like a paper bag and, you know, maybe squirt some lighter fluid on it or
called
something.
Called the poop poop.
I had a lot of lighter fluid as a kid.
Okay.
Don't ask me why. And then, yeah, you run up to like a door and you set it on fire and you ring the door and you run away and hide in the bushes
they
and wait
stomp
for the,
it out.
They stomp it out and now their feet are covered
in poo.
Yeah. I did a lot of that kind of thing as a kid.
Do you regret any of it?
Okay. None.
Okay.
None. In fact, I'm still kind of entertained that I did it. Like, you can't get away with that stuff today.
No.
It's just not possible.
There's too many, you know, like a ring camera.
All of that, yeah. Ring cameras and, you know, geo-tracking devices on your cell phone and caller ID and, you know, automatic redial and, you know, all sorts of
stuff. Well, you can do the Star 6-7 still, right?
The
yeah.
Okay.
That.
Can you? I haven't prank called somebody in a long time.
That does work for disallowing Star 6-9, which is automatic redial. It does not, however, delete any record of the call that you made. So if a subpoena were issued to the phone companies in question to see if a call was made from phone A to phone B, they would definitely be able to see that it was you who called. 603-283-6160. Yeah, prank calls are a thing of the past. What is this ancient sorcery?
It's me again, Mark.
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is condemning the Jacksonville shooting that left three black people dead as a potential hate crime. In a White House statement, Biden said, "As the nation searches for answers, we must say clearly and forcefully that white supremacy has no place in America." An attorney for former President Trump says he doesn't need any pretrial prepping. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Alina Haba reiterated that Trump has done nothing wrong, despite four indictments totaling 91 counts. A tropical storm is expected to intensify into a hurricane and make landfall north of Tampa this week. The storm is expected to bring several inches of rain along Florida's west coast. Gran Turismo is taking a modest victory lap after barely crossing the finish line ahead of Barbie in the weekend's box office race. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to share with you guys.
Shared it with
hey,
us.
Captain.
I don't want to hog all the and we're
back. But you never get your own and we're back.
Well, because he always shares it with us. This is his moment.
If I wanted
and he
it.
He shared it. If he wanted it.
I might have done it once.
Once or twice.
Right? You know, so if you want
not to. Not nearly as many times as you have to dump yourself on air. But
if you want to find any of these events yourself, go to freetalklive.com, find the archives, and listen to all of the Sunday episodes.
Yeah.
And count them. Figure out how many times Captain had to dump himself, right?
Get Riley to start a count.
Keep an account. You're here all the time when it happens. You know, oddly enough, it doesn't happen when you're not here.
I must be the catalyst then.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird. Interesting.
It's like you're the cuss whisperer.
Say it.
What?
You know you want to say it.
No, I'm not going to. It's bad enough I'm going to have to censor myself reading this next bit.
Oh, we're going to do it?
Do it.
This from Zero Hedge. I just want to sell booby pictures. Although that's not the word. Booby isn't the word in the... You can't say it. Don't say it. Don't say that word right there. I'm pointing to it. Don't say that. This word. It rhymes with kitty.
Oh.
Don't say that.
That's one of the naughty words.
Yes, don't say that. I just want to sell booby pictures. Sex workers are effed by crypto. What? I thought crypto would be a saving grace for sex workers in the porn industry.
What's the problem? Right.
How do they get effed by crypto?
Which is why, despite the headline, this is a very topical issue.
It is. Yeah. No, it's certainly appropriate for Free Talk Live.
Right.
Sex workers who frequently face financial discrimination, losing access to payment apps and banking apps such as PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App due to their profession, began using cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin as an alternative for payments, which of course bypasses the traditional banking systems and avoids service fees from platforms such as OnlyFans.
Which we've kind of advocated for, right? Like, if you're going to get iced out from the mainline banking, you know, for whatever it is you're doing, right? Even the weed shops, right? That couldn't get bank accounts,
right?
Right. Just start taking crypto or convert it to crypto and do it however you want. But like, get into this world with us, because if they're going to abandon you, we will accept you,
right? Yeah. According to data by the Free Speech Coalition, 2/3 of sex workers have lost access to a bank account or financial service, with 40% having an account closed within the last year.
Yep.
So as much as governments are targeting, like Free Talk Live, for example, thecrypto6.com, find out more about that if you want to, and other, crypto ATM providers, right? Anyone who has bought and sold cryptocurrency at any point, they're scrutinizing all these people.
Or even some form of services that we used to talk about a lot that they're cracking down on. They're like, okay, it's not worth it anymore because of regulations.
Right. And so they're also apparently cracking down on sex work. 40% have had an account closed by financial services in the last year.
Which, as the oldest profession, always gets cracked down on at some point. Right? Like, even OnlyFans, during that one brief period of time, was like, MasterCard won't process for us anymore, so all your sexual content needs to be removed. Like, what? That's the whole point of the website. You can't do that.
I just want to sell booby pictures, said Allie Eve Knox, a professional dominatrix and fetish performer. I never wanted to become an expert in financial discrimination.
Well, sorry. Welcome to government.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to be a sex worker to feel that.
There's a bit of a tweet
here. They're getting hit harder because you can still get a bank account. Right?
I can, yeah.
Like, whatever you're doing in your life, you can probably still get a bank account.
Right.
Unless you're doing something like this.
Right. There's a bit of a tweet here. I'm just going to read a part of it. After starting out in sex work in 2014, Knox, like others in the field, has become something of a financial pariah. The first to ban her were the payment apps PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App, which prohibit the sale of adult content as policy. But then Knox lost her bank account, too. It took a week to recover her money. 9 years on and 30-plus bans later, Knox is jaded. I don't want to have to know how to run money to different places. I don't want to have to deal with any of this BS. That's according to a quote from Wired.
Kind of parallels some of the things the Crypto 6 people went under, getting banned from bank account for bank account. Yep. For what? For selling some Bitcoin.
Yeah, for participating in an otherwise voluntary activity which has no victim. In other words, no harm has come to any individual or anybody's property.
Same with sex work.
There's no reason for any of this to be happening.
In a lot of cases.
Another sex worker, Allie Ray, an ICU worker by training, began posting on OnlyFans when her husband was placed on work furlough. She married a loser.
Married what?
Or she married a loser.
Okay. No, people got furloughed, man, during the pandemic.
He can still be a loser, maybe.
I mean, maybe.
After a short period of time, she was making nearly $500,000 per month.
Right?
I gotta find me one of these chicks.
What? You want a sugar mama?
I need a sugar mama so bad. You have
idea. I'm really good at taking pictures.
If you're bringing it, I do film,
I do audio, right?
Yeah. You know,
if you're bringing in $500,000 a month, you know.
Yeah, like, you can do whatever you want, girl.
Right.
Yeah.
This was more than her day job, of course, but she says she quickly ran into trouble.
More than a day job. $500,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's more than my yearly salary. Substantially.
Like, I feel like that.
20 times my.
I feel like that's an unbelievable amount of money.
Yeah.
Perhaps there's a typo, $50,000 a month, right? I'm like,
honestly, she's not that. I mean, she's hot, but not that hot. Like, what is she doing?
Well, that's the real question.
How many feet does she have?
Is she like the bottle girl? You don't want to know what that is.
Yeah, I was like,
after her OnlyFans account was discovered by her employer, she was fired.
Who cares? You're making $500,000 a month. Why didn't
you quit?
Okay, yeah. I don't necessarily have an issue with the employer firing her.
Really?
Because that's up to them.
Yeah,
if they don't want her posting nudies online, I mean...
I guess it's one thing if she wasn't doing that prior to being hired, but if she was doing it and they hired her anyway, and then she found out, that would be a different thing.
Yeah.
If they didn't know, but there was a school teacher, too, that had an OnlyFans, and they fired her because they're like, you're a kindergarten teacher, and you're, like, taking pictures in the classroom, kind of fetishizing the school teacher thing.
Taking pictures in the classroom?
In the classroom.
Wow.
So like
no
that's
dark sarcasms in the classroom.
Different. That's obviously a little bit more of an extreme example, but like they have the right to fire her if that's not like.
I only had like one mildly attractive teacher in school.
Yeah,
like that's it.
Right.
Like you know, and like
nothing right.
And like she was attractive because all the rest of them weren't.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like that like sort of gave her more attractive status than she probably would have otherwise gotten.
If you met her today when she was how she was then, it would be like a no go.
It'd be, you know, mid for sure.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I don't know about a no-go.
That's a Gen Z term.
But it probably is.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I not allowed to advance?
I don't know, man.
Don't tase me, bro. Wait, no, that's not Gen Z.
I mean, I would rarely know how to use mid in proper context.
Isn't it based for me to, like, you know, move forward in my... In my terminology?
Captain's been hanging out at too many kindergartens.
just colleges.
Okay. Oh, yeah, college town.
One of the benefits of Keene, New Hampshire is that it's a college town.
Fair enough.
And there do seem to be a plethora, or at least a wide variety of selection of beautiful women who are otherwise in need of some sort of a daddy.
Okay.
And bars.
Lots of bars. After her OnlyFans account was discovered by her employer, she was fired. She also found that realtors shunned her, lenders refused to extend a mortgage, and accountants ghosted her.
Yeah, welcome to being self-employed. This has nothing to do with, well, I mean, the first part had something to do with being like a sex worker, but, you know.
Ray eventually established a corporation to run her business through. However, no major bank would open a business account. She must have found a minor bank or something, right? Left and right, it's been a struggle, she told the outlet. I was very naive. I didn't understand the magnitude of the discrimination. In short, before I continue, what has happened is she's been attacked by bureaucrats.
Yes.
Right? This is
because
a bureaucratic attack.
I'm sure the banks probably don't care. I'm sure it's more of some sort of bureaucratic thing.
Or a policy that they'll lose their bank status.
Yes,
right?
Yes, or their insurance or
something.
Whatever. Yeah. Yes.
In short...
Ooh, you've got a reputation.
Yeah. In a world that embraces the gig economy, where YouTubers and Instagram influencers can become millionaires... Sex workers have found themselves in a peculiar form of exile. Given the systemic discrimination throughout the banking sector, many sex workers have turned to cryptocurrency as a means of both strong wealth and accepting payment.
As they should. As we've recommended.
Everyone should.
Right? Yeah,
and
like,
if everyone just jumped on board, this problem would resolve itself.
Yeah, let this be a lesson to everyone. Banks suck.
Well, but continue,
and the government
because
is bad.
She's getting effed by the crypto people, too.
Well,
because
she's probably not on a good crypto network.
For a while, things were great. Digital currencies allowed customers to pay discreetly without supplying personal information, while sex workers now had a way to bypass the banking system entirely.
Perfect.
Knox, for example, began accepting crypto in 2014, holding up a QR code through which viewers could tip her in crypto. Another sex worker, former escort-turned-porn star Lira Rue, told the outlet that she began accepting crypto in 2015 at the request of clients. Initially, she would exchange the crypto for dollars. However...
Hey, baby, I'm a millionaire. I've got Bitcoin.
However, when new laws came into effect, after which many adult-friendly advertising sites were barred from accepting regular money, she began to pay for ads with crypto, too. So far, so good.
So far, so good, yes.
By and large, crypto is useful for people that aren't being taken care of properly by government.
Seems like a panacea for this particular industry.
For sex workers who aren't well served by banks, it becomes a very useful option. Now, however, thanks to regulatory scrutiny, which has gone into overdrive since the collapse of FTX crypto exchange,
sons of guns,
sex workers are bumping up against limitations and are finding that decentralized crypto is no more detached from the banking system than traditional currency. What?
I blame the crypto bros.
Lies. I mean, where are they holding their crypto? Like, what, do they have a wallet?
Oh, wait. Follow-on statement. Let me reread this sentence. They are finding that decentralized crypto is no more detached from the banking system than traditional currency, as sex workers are finding it increasingly difficult to convert crypto into dollars.
Because the best place to do that is on an exchange.
Yeah. Right.
For the most convenient. I won't say best.
On-ramp, off-ramp, right?
Yeah.
This is so currently governments have near monopolies on payment, right? In the United States, it's the dollar. If you invent something dollar-like and put it out there and it starts getting used, we saw this with Von Nothaus,
the Liberty Dollar.
Yep. A couple other times it's happened. People have tried to create alternative currencies to the
American
dollar.
Open Currency Standard.
Yeah.
Follow up on the Liberty Dollar.
The government will violently come at you and shut you down and take all your stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Because this is our turf. We provide the money.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
Just wait for goldbacks to get big.
Well, so goldbacks have gone to great extent to make sure that they aren't competing with the dollar. You'll notice that they're not called gold dollars. You'll notice that it doesn't that the units are different. Right, they have the 1, they have the 5, they have the 10, but they have the 25. They skipped the 20 specifically so they aren't numerated in the same way that dollars are. They're also different sized. You can't confuse them with the dollar. And legally, gold is still legal tender.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they, you know, they're doing everything they can in advance. They studied all these other things.
The government would never confiscate people's gold.
I'm not saying that won't happen. I'm just saying that they have gone out of their way to study all of the failures prior to them in order to make their product viable.
I am not diminishing goldbacks. What I am suggesting is that if they get popular enough to compete with the government currency, not directly compete, right, by confusing people, but if in a geographic area, if people start using goldbacks predominantly over the dollar, right, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to... Government will use what they know.
Hopefully we'll find out in New Hampshire after we secede, and that becomes our, you know, sort of standard currency.
There you go.
Right? Anyway, typically this exchange is done in from cryptocurrency into dollars through an exchange, which then allows one to withdraw to a traditional bank account. Sex workers are now being banned from crypto exchanges.
Because they can't get bank accounts.
You get an exchange for as long as you can until they shut your ass down, said Knox. You quickly run out of exchanges, so you sit on a lot of useless money. The whole crypto is permissionless and censorship-resistant thing is a bunch of BS, she says.
That's not necessarily true, though. It seems like she's just going kind of mainstream avenues. And there are ways to get your crypto out of a wallet. Without, you know, like there's the debit cards and the gift cards that you can do.
Well, which they have been cracking down on that we've covered here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Debit cards are going away.
Yeah. Since FTX, a lot of these off-ramps and on-ramps, for that matter, have gone away. There's still more on-ramps than off-ramps. It's easy to convert your USD into cryptocurrency. It's far more difficult to convert your cryptocurrency into USD.
Yeah. So when you say, you know, she can sell it to whom? Who in her geographic area is buying
in
the quantity she would need to, like, buy groceries at the grocery store?
Pay her mortgage, whatever.
Whatever,
loans, et cetera, and so on. In the U.S., full-service sex workers, also known as prostitution, is illegal in every state except Nevada. But pornography and online sex work are legal under the First Amendment. Irrespective of this decision, banking access has been a problem for the entire sex work community since at least the 1960s, says Mike Stable, Director of Public Affairs for the FSC. And the problem has only become more acute. The issue was exacerbated a decade ago by a program launched by the Obama administration, under which banks were warned that a collection of industries posed an elevated risk of fraud, including pornography.
Thanks, Obama.
Now known as Operation Choke Point.
Choke Point.
The initiative was found by investigators not to have constituted a deliberate attempt to disrupt disfavored businesses, but is nonetheless said to have led banks to sever ties with the adult sector.
So going back to, you know, judge on results, not on intent.
Yeah.
Right. This is one of those, oh, unintended consequences of some bureaucratic decision in the Obama administration. And here's the fallout.
Yeah. And this highlights the lack of freedom that you actually have.
Yeah.
And how much control government actually has over yep. your money. Right. Your life's effort, the thing that you work hard to earn and save and invest, it really doesn't belong to you. It belongs to them. Unless
Caesar.
Knox suspects she has ended up on a blacklist at Plaid, a provider of technology plumbing to large crypto exchanges like Gemini, Kraken, and Robinhood. So backbone, back-end technology, leading to the repeated bans. Freya Peterson, spokesperson for Plaid, says, there's no such list, but that all firms that wish to use its services are subjected to a standard risk assessment process, factoring in the industry in which they operate.
How is that any more risky than any other job? You perform a service, you get paid, you deposit the money.
It is kind of messed up that they're being discriminated in this way.
Fraudulent!
No.
I don't know how sex work is fraudulent.
Performed a service, got paid, deposit the money.
Yeah, I mean, like, in theory, like, a lot of, like, those OnlyFans girls are paying, like, an arm and a leg in taxes. Like, they're paying their taxes. So they're doing all of the bureaucratic BS that they're being told to do, and they're still being discriminated against.
Yes.
You know, like, there is absolutely no reason why this chick can't open a bank account.
Yeah.
And then it gets risky if you don't let them open the bank account, because then they got wads of cash everywhere.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, if she's doing online services, like, even then,
yeah.
I mean, how is she even going to accept payment?
She can't. She's got to accept crypto.
Yeah.
And then how do you convert it, right?
When banks blacklist sex workers, they rarely justify their actions. In one case, porn star Alana Evans, president of the Adult Performance Artists Guild, was told by Wells Fargo that her account, opened in the mid-1990s, would be closed as part of ongoing reviews related to the bank's responsibility to manage risks.
What would happen if they ever went on strike?
It says, after being a customer since 1993 and never going negative once, Wells Fargo sent me this letter. After 30 years, they're closing my accounts. I'm being removed for being a sex worker. In 1 week, I'm fired from a vanilla job, and I'm losing my bank account. The industry lockout means that sex workers can't enjoy the convenience factors provided by Venmo or other payment platforms and forces them to rely on OnlyFans and Fansly. I don't know what Fansly is. Must be a competitor to OnlyFans. Which handle payouts, but not before taking a sizable chunk of their income first. Sounds like government.
Mm-hmm.
Or pimp.
At least OnlyFans does provide, you know, like a service.
Yeah, a platform.
A platform. Given this environment, many sex workers turn to friends or spouses or pimps to act as a custodian of their finances, exposing them to potential abuse.
Yeah. Right.
Once you can't go through the established system, then you push all of that underground.
Yep.
So by, you know, mitigating some unknown risk factor of...
That doesn't really exist.
You are actually creating a more... potentially fraudulent environment where more people could get hurt and or defrauded because they got to go underground now.
They don't care about what's going to happen to these women or these sex workers.
Obviously, they don't.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and they would be the victim in the latter case.
They want to discourage the sex work, and so they make it as hard as possible.
When they came for the sex workers, I did not stand up because I was not a sex worker.
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, this is where this is going.
I don't have to stand up in that condition either, but.
Well, this is little tent libertarianism, not big tent. One of the ways traffickers control victims is by controlling their finances, said Jessica Van Meer, founder of Mint Stars.
Yeah, and turn all the money over to the pimp.
An adult-friendly
NFT
subscription platform and a PhD candidate at Harvard specializing in women's informal labor. The irony is that banks exclude sex workers largely for a fear of liability for sex trafficking. But by discriminating against sex workers, they put them at a higher risk
for sex trafficking.
Yeah.
How effed is that?
Stupid.
Yeah. And the more government cracks down on this type of stuff, right, not just limited to sex work, but to anyone conducting business in, like, cryptocurrencies and stuff like that.
Again, you can go back to the dispensaries, right, and they're not able to get banks in a lot of places or weren't for a long time.
Right.
And they were just...
In some places still aren't.
All this cash, because they got to take cash because they can't get processors.
Yep.
And it's it's at risk for being robbed because everyone knows that these places have a lot of cash.
That's where these sex workers can go. They can go to the dispensaries and go, hey, can you trade me?
Up.
There you go.
Can you trade me for some crypto?
Problem solved.
Right? And then they would, if one has too much cash and one doesn't have enough, why, they seem like perfect barter partners.
There you go.
Right?
I mean, that's like most people's two favorite things.
Sex and drugs?
Yeah.
How do we get rock and roll involved?
There you go.
That's where you come in, Captain.
Do I got to become like a promoter that only accepts crypto for tickets or something?
I guess so. You just play, we turn a dispensary into a venue and have strippers.
Man, I played a...
Actually, sounds pretty radical.
I played a place in Portland, Oregon that it was amazing. It's an all-ages venue, but it's bring your own bottle.
Okay.
Right, so they don't sell, they'll sell like, mixers, Coca-Cola juice, water, that kind of thing. They might have food, although I don't know that I'd eat there, but it was a strip club.
An all-ages strip club?
Well, 18 plus.
Oh, okay.
Right, strip club. But the drinking age was 21.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they would have bands. They'd book all sorts of rock and metal and punk and have bands. And so somebody's like, hey, come play this venue. We didn't know what we were getting into. And so we go down, we play this thing, and we're like, what? It's a venue. It's a strip club. It's bring your own bottle. And like, there's...
I'm intrigued.
People underage here, and like, this is weird. We're not used to this type. It was one of the most free environments,
cool.
the freest venues I've ever played. And it was cool because like, you're playing on stage and you got strippers on either side doing the pole dancing and stuff like that. It's pretty great.
Nice.
Well, it's as if the show was meant to end right now. Serendipity has kicked in.
Or just time, because that's how time works.
Thank you, Rick Kirish. Yeah. Thank you to Nikki. Thank you to our producer. Thank you to myself. Thank you to our callers and our listeners. This has been Free Talk Live. If you missed any part of the program, find the archives on Free Talk Live. Thanks. Peace.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.